Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, mindful strategies.
Very important topic. And as we record this podcast episode, we are in the midst of a major pandemic around the world. So what strategies can you come up with to keep your sales going in the midst of this challenging time?
Cycles come, the good times and the bad.
Yes, there's recessions, depressions, there's even weather-related events. And, you know, you just can't control what happens outside of yourself. You can only control your response. So this is the time to respond with mindful strategies.
We need to figure out where the customers are and how to contact them.
Yes, exactly. And in past challenging times, it's the companies who really put themselves out there that came out way ahead. For instance, in the Great Depression, the company Post had been the leader in cereals. But when the Depression hit, they cut way back on their advertising. And Kellogg's actually doubled their advertising. They came out with Rice Krispies with that snap, crackle, pop, and their sales just went through the roof when the Depression lifted. So it's important to keep your name out there and to keep yourself in front of your customer.
So from an individual rep's point of view, making that extra phone call, sending out emails, checking in via email with customers you haven't heard from for a while, in other words, have a plan just to market yourself.
And stay in front of them. And I know a lot of people are setting up meetings with Zoom and other video platforms, and people are paying a lot of attention to what background they want behind themselves when they're on the camera with their customer.
That's right. You want something pleasing and not distracting.
Right. And you can even get big sheets of non-reflective photographer's paper to put behind you. So there's a strategy right there. Again, you cannot control what happens outside of yourself. You can only choose your response. So it's important to respond by being creative and coming up with strategies to stay in front of your customer so you're top of mind.
All good things to do.
Okay, so if you like our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe and stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Till next time.
So in challenging times, it's especially important to come up with strategies to keep your attention in the present moment. So we'll do a meditation which focuses on your body. You can often interrupt cycling thoughts in your mind by simply bringing your awareness to your body. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. Without changing the pace of your breath, just notice. Now let's do a brief body scan to see if you can release any muscular tension that you might be holding. One way to release tension is to imagine your inhale traveling to the area of tension, and then just imagine breathing it out with your exhale. Or you might want to imagine any tense areas getting warmer and warmer until they simply melt away. So starting with your eyes and the area in between your eyes, Notice if you're holding any tension here, and if you are, see if you can gently release it. Now bringing your attention to your cheeks and your jaw, let your jaw be slack. Try to release any tension you're holding here. Noticing your neck and your shoulders. If it's comfortable for you, shrug your shoulders up to your ears and then just let them drop. Releasing any tension in your chest as you notice your chest rising and falling with each breath. Relaxing your arms and your hands. There's nothing to do now but to sit and notice your body. Noticing where you connect with the seat beneath you and allowing the whole lower portion of your body to be heavy with relaxation. As much as you can, just allowing your spine to support you, the seat and ground beneath you to support you, and trying to release any muscles not being used to support you right now. Just take a moment to notice your body and try to release any tension you might be holding. Okay, and if you can, see if you can develop a body memory of what it feels like to relax so you can call on the memory in the days and the weeks ahead. Take another moment to notice. Okay, and remember, you can interrupt your cycling thoughts at any time and bring your attention to the present moment simply by noticing your body.